Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I am Mark Homar, your co-host normally with another partner of mine, Josh Starnes, who is not here today. He is on vacation still, so the show still must go on. Today we're going to talk about, let's talk IT jobs in healthcare. Just the thing, guys, this podcast is about making sure we have conversation, a continual conversation about exposing, you know, different positions that may be available out here in the IT sector. The parent company of this podcast, Kane Ross, is an IT staffing firm, and we specialize in staffing IT professionals in different sectors and different industries. Fortune 500 companies we work with currently, data centers, telecom, and so on and so forth. But what we found is the reason why Josh and I wanted to start this platform is because there's not enough discussion centered around just general talk to help individuals think outside of whatever their current job positions may be. If you're a hiring rep, if you're a procurement officer, or if you're a candidate looking for a job, there's never really just general conversations just to talk about what might be out there for, you know, pivots in job career, or, you know, if you're laid off, if you've been let go, thinking about, you know, where you can, you know, land again that can help have you have a, or help you have longevity in a new profession, right? So Josh and I created this platform so we can have discussion continually based on your interjection, as well as what we know through having been in the industry myself a little over 7-8 years now, Josh a little over a decade. What we've seen, what we're seeing on the horizon through our research, through our clients, through candidates that we work with, through all of it, right? So we want to have discussions. So one thing we want to talk about today is the healthcare industry. I think a lot of times, like I said before, we get focused on what our niche may be, whether you're in telecom right now or if you're in finance, you get so stuck in that particular industry and you don't think outside of, well, what's the next industry that's coming up? And a lot of economists are talking about healthcare as the next big industry to have its next big, you know, moment of breakthrough in the digital realm, right? Over the past decade, we had in transportation, obviously, we all know Uber and, you know, in hotel and services, we've had, you know, Airbnb, but, you know, in healthcare, we really haven't had that big disruptor yet, right? Not to say that we're looking for that, but the reason why we haven't had a big disruptor yet is because healthcare in itself is such a unique industry because you're talking about very sensitive information, right? And in order for it to be completely digital, you know, facing and digitized, you're talking about, you know, data breaches and cybersecurity issues that are major, and you don't have time to, and you don't have the cost affordability to have the breaches and the breaking points that you may have in other industries to learn, the learning curve, right? Because when you're dealing with such private sensitive information, not only for obviously the patients themselves, but you're talking about private information for, you know, surgeons and doctors and, you know, and you're talking about insurance companies. It's just, it's billions and billions of dollars and a lot of private data that needs to be covered and taken care of properly. And if that's not done, a lot of damage can happen. So healthcare has been slow to, you know, I guess, meet the current standard of the technology usage that other industries have, you know, already jumped on and really made a major push. But that being said, though, healthcare is at the precipice of busting open and moving forward and figuring it out. With that is a great thing from the standpoint there's going to be a lot more jobs available within healthcare, specifically on the security side, whether it be cybersecurity. I'm going to get ready to go into that detail here in a moment. So I'm going to go over 5 IT job positions. If you haven't thought of them or haven't looked into them, you might want to if you're a candidate out there who's in the tech IT world and you're looking for, you know, a pivot, you know, whether it's mobile work, whether it's, you know, going in office, whatever it might be, you may have not thought about this. And we want you to think about this. And then we'll talk about 3 companies that are, you may have heard of, may not have heard of, that are looking to or to permeate the market intensely within the next few years here. For the next 36 months, 5 years, 10 years or so. And so a lot of jobs are going to be created. Okay. But again, going back to the main focus as to why it's been so slow, you know, beyond the government, you know, and the political realms of, you know, healthcare being so costly for medicines, for pills and different things like that, it's costly too, because like I said before, it's you're dealing with sensitive information. You cannot have data breaches. You cannot have, you know, ransomware attacks. Because again, you're just talking about so much. HIPAA, in 2023, the HIPAA Journal did a research on the fact that there were 555 data breaches in 2023. Now, that may not sound like a lot, and this was in the United States. That may not sound like a lot, but there were 46 million records that were breached due to those 555 data breaches or leaked. So 46 million records leaked. That's a lot. And not to mention that 46 million cost billions of dollars in damages across the board, whether it's, you know, people getting paid for claims, whether it's insurance companies, whether it's people being jobs being lost because of those data breaches, right? Companies being sued. It's a lot. It's amalgamous of a lot of different factors that come together if it's not done properly. Hence why healthcare has been so slow to be digital facing and really take over. But again, with this, when you have issues like this, this is when, you know, they find out, okay, we were weak here. We were weak in cybersecurity. We were weak in data analysts. We were weak in, you know, compliance officers, which this now forces a company and forces an industry to focus more on improving those sectors, right? And when you try to improve the sectors, what happens? You create more opportunity. So this is why we're saying over the next few years here, if you're smart, you might want to look into healthcare as an opportunity for you to pivot into that career phase, because it's growing and it's growing rapidly. And we'll talk about another episode, the cost or, you know, what the salary can be, ranges might be for different positions. But let's talk about the IT positions right now, the top five IT positions that are going to be available, that are and that are going to continue to be available within the next few years here. So you can have mainstay within the industry and also grow within the industry. So one position, you've heard me say this a few times already, is cybersecurity. Cybersecurity specialist is one IT position that is going to be heavily, heavily looked at and sought after here soon. Healthcare IT project managers. You need someone to oversee implementation of new technologies in that as things continue to evolve, as new technologies continue to build out. You know, when you're talking about the next 5, 10, 20 years of the industry, especially right now with technology moving so rapidly, you're talking not just about what we know it to be right now. We're talking about virtual reality. We're talking about, you know, things that, wristbands that will pop up and have your information right there, right? So you need someone who's apprised of this new technology that's coming out and how it can be beneficial for a company and then how to implement it into the company properly, right? So healthcare IT project managers, data analysts, obviously, right? There's just a lot of data that's being manipulated and moved and stored and added to the systems. You want to make sure you have someone in place that can actually manipulate that properly, disseminate that properly, and data analyst positions are going to be heavy, heavy, heavy in the healthcare industry. As things continue to change, as laws and rules, because once they go more digital facing, once you get these virtual holograms up in different, virtual reality type, positions, compliance laws, rules are going to change. So you're going to need a compliance officer. All right. That's going to be a position that's going to be very, very vital within the healthcare world as these companies continue to grow and advance and as we continue to get more, like I said, digital facing. So those are the top five positions that you want to think about if you have not thought about it. And if I didn't say the last one, security architect. Security architect is the fifth position. Sorry, I didn't say that you want to think about if you're not aware of other IT positions and fields you can pivot into. All right. So security architect. So I'll go over those five again one more time in a moment. But now what companies are coming up that are really going to move the needle in the healthcare industry? One is Teladoc Health, a telemedicine company that is making big headway. And I'm just giving you the overall just right now. This is due to our research as a company that we kind of like just kind of talked about these companies and these positions. But I'm giving you the whole purpose of the show is for you to hear it and spark some interest. And if you want to go deep dive, please go do that. If you want to leave comments, if you want to, you know, say, hey, that's not a company that's coming, you want to check this company, please let us know. We're not the experts in this. We're just trying to spark communication and conversation to spark your mind to make a move to go somewhere else, okay? And to move into a different position if necessary, or research and see where you can actually be a cog in the wheel to help you not only your career grow, but also bring your talents and expertise to an organization that might need it, okay? So Teladoc Health is one. Cerner Corporation is the second company that's making big headway in the healthcare industry. And InnovaCare, InnovaCare Health is another company. So InnovaCare, Teladoc, and Cerner Corporation are the three big movers that are making headway right now within the healthcare industry, that are going more digital facing, that are becoming large, that are, where they have worked through a lot of factors in relation to their tech and to their security services, but they're in need of still IT professionals in those positions that we talked about: cybersecurity, data analysts, healthcare IT project manager, security architects, compliance officer. These positions are going to be necessary and are necessary as we speak right now. The reason why you keep hearing me say going to be necessary is because as these companies grow, as Teladoc gets bigger, as they actually, you know, interface and you know, get online and implement their new technologies and their new tools, it's a nonstop situation where they have to continue now as they get, you know, 500 million users, as they get, you know, 2 billion users to user, they need more, right? You look at Amazon, how Amazon started off, you know, now over 20 plus thousand, you know, employees worldwide, that type of thing. It continues to grow, right? So you don't have to think so narrowly if you're in the current, like I said, industry right now or current position, and you haven't really had a chance to because you've been working so hard in your current position over the past 6 years. And recently you just got laid off due to budget cuts, because as the airing of this particular episode, we're only a month or so away of electing the new POTUS, right? This is not about who you want. This is just about the reality that we're going to have someone new. And so during election year, a lot of times you've heard my last guest that was on, who is from India, but watches, has been working, you know, stateside, working with companies from the United States. He talked about the fear of, which is, and I say fear, that's not so much to be fearful, but he talked about the importance of seeing how economies change, how companies downsize around election time. Budget cuts happen, people get laid off, which, you know, now people are worried, right? Will I find work? Will I get more work? Will there be more job opportunities? And what I'm here to say, like I said before, with this podcast, there are opportunities, but what we have to talk about is what is out there, what is on the horizon. If we're just inculcated with the idea that what the current position of current paradigm is, there's no other opportunity, then we get stuck in that. And I think it's very imperative to have platforms like this where we're talking about what is here and what is on the horizon, which will give you an opportunity to, like I said, get into the foothold in a career path that you can latch into and really hold on to for the long haul. Okay. So healthcare, not to get too long-winded about this, I do believe is that next wave. Security is huge. And you hear about the positions that I'm talking about. The top two or three positions in there, it's about the security, compliance officer, cybersecurity specialist, securities architect. You cannot get around it when you're talking about healthcare. It's a necessity. This is why it hasn't moved so quickly in relation to being the new disruptor within the technology. But it is using technology, and they're just trying to make sure they figure out how to keep things safe. Like I said, it's very important. If they don't, you're just talking about billions and, you know, really right now, trillions of dollars being spent on, you know, corrective activity as opposed to the progression and mitigating information leaks, people breaking into ransom and trying to figure out, you know, how they can steal information and then hold people, you know, companies accountable. And, you know, you don't want, right? So at the end of the day, I hope this helped you think about a new industry. The five positions that you can use or that you can look into to research to see about if you're a certification away, if you're a degree away from getting into these particular roles. If you need help, you can always go to our website, higherpowertech.com. Both myself and Josh can be available for a phone call to talk about how you can pivot to change your resume if you need help with that. to figure out how you can position yourself better if you're far off. If you're not far off from, like I said, getting into a, you know, IT project manager position, you might come from a project engineer position that you might be, you know, suited for. It just depends on the company and what their specs are, what they're looking for. We can help you with that process, okay? But if you are already in the industry, well, you kind of already know what's out there. Again, if you just need a little bit of help, you know, pushing forward, nudging you into a conversation with a procurement officer or a hiring department for a company, let us know. We can help with that process, all right? But healthcare is here. It is moving forward. It is growing. There are opportunities. You just have to look for them, okay? The next 5 to 15 years are going to be fantastic, in my opinion. And our last guest, Piyush, and I discussed this a little bit. We talked about being a little more optimistic as opposed to, you know, cautious skepticism about the future, right? Being more optimistic also means taking the action. And like I've said before a few minutes ago, making sure you do the proper research and allowing yourself to see what's out there. So therefore, you don't get into the lull of it's not good, it's doomsday, it's nothing out there for me. While you're taking time to have that type of pity party, that same energy could be going into, oh, there's opportunity out here. And when I say pity party, I'm not trying to belittle, because we get emotional if we just got laid off, you know, bills are piling up. That's to be understood. But again, we have to get out of that quickly in order to get into the next thing of, okay, what can I do next? What's out there? What's the opportunity for me to be able to move into? All right. So this is it. If you have questions, if you have concerns, you have comments, like I said, we're not the experts. We're just trying to have a conversation, discussion about it, and send around. If you want to be a part of the community, please leave comments. Please let us know. Josh should be returning if you have questions for him or want to talk. We will be having more guests on shortly in different industries, different sectors. I hope that you like our guests. Piyush is fantastic. We were happy to have him. We had Mr. Thompson, VP of Operations, a few episodes back. So go check that episode out if you haven't seen that one. He spoke very eloquently on data centers growth, on how to position yourself with networking properly if you haven't done so. And he's a VP of Operations. Can't say his company, or you know who he works for, but he's a VP. So you know he knows what he's doing, and he's you know Six Sigma Black Belt, very, very well knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable, very well spoken. He teaches at ASU University. So he understands, you know, what's out there right now in the hiring realms and in positions of C-suite and what they're looking for. And so if you're looking to just get, you know, a different conversation, please go check those episodes out. Okay. But we're happy to have you guys here on higherpowertech.com or Higher Power Tech Podcast. Again, you can go to higherpowertech.com if you have any questions or want to speak with us, and look forward to seeing you guys every Wednesday. We put out episodes every Wednesday. So remember, healthcare, go check it out. Talk to you guys shortly. Have a great one.